smart marketing for small business. This is Les Wolf, CEO of the Smart Marketing Group. Another evening where I am hosting Smart Marketing for Small Business. The idea of this show is very simple, is to help people be smart marketers. In many cases, outthink, outflank, outmaneuver, and outsmart their competition without having to outspend them. And there's a number of ways that we do that, and we're going to cover some of them this evening. Now, the basic premise that we have of the show that we promoted was wisdom gained from the experience of our guests expands your opportunities. And that's really the whole premise. And we have some very interesting guests from time to time. But tonight we're going to talk about some of the lessons learned by guests, from guests, and want to make you think. As you've heard me often say, the key to this is outthinking people. And to do that is the need to practice thinking. We're going to highlight a very simple idea, a very affordable idea that can definitely make a difference in how you compete in the marketplace, how to be have a much more competitive edge. And then we're going to discuss some other aspects. But first, let me talk about something that you've heard me discuss before, and that is the purpose of this show is to have you also interact with the show. And we offer a number of ways for you to do that. We have, for example, 4 LinkedIn groups: Smart Marketing for Small Business, the same name as the show; Celebrities for Marketing, an idea where you can discuss things related to the use of celebrities, and you don't always have to look at vast expense to have a celebrity. Creative Thinkers Forum, things that we do to encourage you to think more creatively, and Fearless Marketers. That premise is the fact that I believe, and it has proven over the decades, that most people are too scared to think outside the box. They're too scared to try something fresh. And the question is, are you fearless or are you a scaredy cat? Yeah, that's up to you to find out. But if you look around, one of the things when you see some of the headlines of well-known brands going out of business or having problems is because their marketing people have gotten skittish. They're afraid to try something new. And in the world of small business in particular, you have a lot of people who mimic what others are doing. You hear me talk about this all the time. So one of the ways to help yourself is go to these LinkedIn groups. Put up questions. Answer questions. Get into discussions. Get active, because that makes a big difference. Now, we addition to that, we provide advisory services to clients in the area of marketing strategy, creative tactics, executive coaching. And there's a number of ways that we offer that in the traditional format style. But also we have a thing called advisory time blocks. And this was structured because clients came to us and said, we'd like your help on issues and concerns that come up from time to time, but we don't need to retain a relationship. We don't need an in-depth, expensive relationship. We need something where, you know, I need 10 minutes of your time, 5 minutes of your time, 15 minutes of your time, whatever it may be. So we created something called the advisory time block, and it's a very simple idea. A client can purchase a group of time blocks from 1 to whatever number they want, and they're good for 12 months. And what's ideal about it is they might buy, I don't know, 3 hours, 5 hours. And when they run out of that, they might renew for 2 hours. They do whatever fits their need. And it's something that we found to be very effective. And lastly, just to let you know, I'm available for speeches and workshops. That's Leslie Wolf. And you can go to my our corporate website, smartmarketinggroup.com, And you can also go up to LeslieWolf.com. But mostly, go to MarketingSmartly@AOL.com if you want to connect with us and we can talk, give you a call, discuss whatever's on your mind. All right, talk about the key to this is smart thinking, what wisdom that you can gain. And one of the things that we do often is relate to quotations that make a strong point, but we take them a step further, and that is basically interpreting them to force you to even think more. I want people to think all the time. I don't want them just letting the world go by and going, oh, yeah, well, I'm too busy to do this. Now, you know, there's a wonderful quote by Bo Bennett. Avoiding the phrase, I don't have time, will soon help you to realize that you do have the time needed for just about anything you choose to accomplish in life. You know, that means, you know, there are certain words and phrases that should not be part of your vocabulary, as they retard your growth. Think of which ones they are that you are using and banish them from your life. Now, you often hear me talk about the fact that opportunities are sitting out there in front of you that you don't see. And that's where the opportunities, those problems out there become the opportunities that can just be amazing in setting you aside from your competition, raising you with a higher, more positive profile. But one of those is a very simple idea that I've been hearing more and more complaints about. So I wrote an article that will be appearing in a publication here in Philadelphia in a couple of weeks. But it's called The Power of Courtesy and the Impact of the Lack of It. You know, attitude is the little thing that makes the big difference, so succinctly said by Winston Churchill. You know, we're a world focused on technology, but there's a basic powerful technique that is too often overlooked, and it is not technology. It's called courtesy. It can be an extremely positive factor within a firm's marketing strategy and significantly influence the degree of success they have in relatively little cost. I mean, think about it. Think about what you run into on a daily basis, whether on the phone, in person, what have you, and what you've heard other people say. You know, company management, that's you. Company management who understands this will gain, will pay attention, who, well, let me rephrase that. Company management who will pay attention to ensuring that at all levels of their operation, that the whoever interacts with the customer, interactions with employees, even vendors, all right, those who use the power of courtesy will reap significantly stronger results, not only from their bottom line, but also into their work and personal environment. But companies management who don't comprehend the impact of courtesy will definitely suffer. A famous retailer, John Wanamaker of Philadelphia, stated, "Courtesy is the one coin you can't have too much of or be stingy with." Think about that. Let me repeat that. Courtesy is the one coin you can't have too much of or be stingy with. Wanamaker knew what he was talking about. So, yeah, I recently had a situation. I was in a business discussion with a group of other business people, and I mentioned what seemed to be an increasingly discourteous environment at the executive level. You know, I ran into two situations, and this bothered me because, in particular, because this relates to interaction with those wishing to be of service. all of us are out there trying to help others, and in doing so, helping our own business. It's never been easy, but one wonders if such a management style, highlighting a lack of manners, impacts their own workforce attitude towards others, such as customers and each other. Hard to have teamwork if the team isn't cohesive and working together in the right spirit. As I mentioned, there are a couple of situations I recently encountered that got me thinking about this. The first was when I reached out to a new editor of a publication I had written for more than a dozen years. I had some ideas I wanted to discuss that might generate new revenue for them. Absolutely no response. Next was a similar situation with the CEO of a small bank who was targeting an audience I felt I could help them reach. In both cases, I could get no response whatsoever from email, mail, or phone calls. You know, I also asked this group that I was talking to, did they think this don't bother me attitude was the exception or the rule in the dealings they were having? Whoa, did I open a hot subject. The response was swift and emotional, all in solid agreement with me, followed by explanations of examples all have faced, and a general agreement that the problem was on the increase. Story after story came pouring out about experiences at the executive level, phone calls, emails not being responded to, even when they had dealings with them in the past. One wonders how many opportunities are lost because of these actions, or aptly described as inaction. But when I listen to this, not just my stories, but the stories of others, I immediately saw what I often address in a lecture. One of my favorite questions to clients and audiences, is this a problem or an opportunity? And it's my belief problems always create opportunities. Think about it. You know, it's like Winston Churchill, and I know I've used this quote before, an optimist sees opportunity in every calamity. A pessimist sees calamity in every opportunity. Now, what my decades in business have identified is that this attitude of management invariably affects, if not infects, the viewpoint of their workforce. There are many things that corporate leaders can promote, establish, and perform themselves that will communicate to their employees that they want an atmosphere of courtesy. In doing so, they will create a foundation for an outstanding team effort. Now, let me give you a few what I call no-brainer courtesy tips. Get your pen, pencil, iPad all out, and we will cover this. All right? Keep in mind that conversations create relationships, and how you interact with people structures whether or not you're going to have the conversation that creates the kind of positive relationship you want. So one of the first things you do is acknowledge people who enter your premise, be it your store or your office. Even if they are not seeking your assistance, a friendly greeting sets a tone that is always beneficial and it enhances the atmosphere. No one chooses to be invisible when they enter your location. Greet them, ask if you can be of help. Even if you can't, it's appreciated by people. One of the things that really frustrates me when I walk into a store or I call somebody on the phone is the lack of a smile. Yes, even on the phone, you can put a smile in your voice. You know, it's not only when you greet someone face-to-face, as I said, the smile in your voice. Because I like to say, hi, Les Wolf here, how can I help you? It sets a receptive tone, making the caller or visitor feel more comfortable. And that is the premise of interaction with customers, employees, with people in general, making them more comfortable. I had just heard a story about an hour ago was talking to a writer on the West Coast who was telling me 30 years ago when she was in her 20s, she was waitressing. And in came this family with a couple of kids, and the other older waitresses said, "Oh, but so-and-so, he's just terrible." And she said, "What's terrible about him?" She said, "Well, he never tips, orders the same thing all the time, never gives a tip." Now, this is going back a long time ago, and she went over, and she was pleasant and nice and had some fun with the kids and what have you, and they ordered what they had. I think she said it was a London broil or something with meals. And this is going back, say, 30 years or something. So it was like a $5, $6 meal. At the end of it, people leave, and she finds a $5 tip, roughly 100% tip on the meal. And the other waitresses there couldn't believe it. She said, "What did you do?" She said, "I smiled. I was nice to them. I made them feel comfortable." That's basically what part of the power of courtesy can do. Also, another thing is to listen. Listen to people, whether you are talking on the phone or face-to-face. People recognize as to whether you have your attention or they have your attention or not. And when they do, they are far more receptive to you and what you have to say. It's just common sense. And you've often heard me say that's uncommon. But it's common sense. Another thing that's also common sense is empathize with someone who has an issue that concerns them. Nothing is so quick to create a positive reaction as a statement of understanding and a commitment to taking immediate action. I mean, people want to know that they're being understood, that, you know, their feelings are important. I mean, the key of listening and emphasizing empathy with people is just, it has mind-boggling effects. Now, another thing, and again, this can be on the phone or in person, but it adds to what I call the courteous environment, is personalize your conversation. Use the person's name. And if you don't know them on a personal basis, the Mr., the Ms., the Mrs., or their title, use it if they have one. The more you can personalize that, the more comfortable they feel that you're paying attention, that you care. Then there's thank them for taking the time to call or visit or purchase or bring something important to your attention. If you really want to make an impression, send a handwritten thank you note for their kindness, for having reached out to you. You know, in doing so, one creates a bridge that will stand out for the test of time. It's amazing what showing an expression of thank you, of thanks, can do. All right, now, let me go back to some of the points that we made earlier today about how you can participate and how you communicate. Our email is marketingsmartly@aol.com. And one of the things I would be extremely happy to do is hear from you, not only with your ideas on topics we should have or things that you can share, but perhaps you would like to be a guest one day. Maybe you have some experiences or expertise that you would like to share. So remember, marketingsmartly@aol.com. It's something that we would like to see more of you do. Excuse me. Let's get back to some of the points, what I call the no-brainer courtesy tips. Go the extra mile. The truth of the matter is you'll rarely find it crowded. Management that understand by treating others as you want to be treated is really the golden rule. And in this case, that means it will lead to a lot more gold, a lot more financial success. Now, courtesy increases customer loyalty. Somebody was telling me an incident recently where they'd gone to purchase a specific item, but it wasn't available. However, the salesperson recommended to the customer another store where she might find the item. Kind of reminded me, for those of you who are old enough to have seen The Miracle on 34th Street, where Santa Claus, working at Macy's, said, well, Macy's didn't have it, but go over to Gimbel's and you could get it. The customer was ecstatic. Well, in this case, the customer was so impressed by this courteous gesture that she went to the department manager raving about how impressed and grateful she was by this uncommonly courteous act. And she then stated she would not only make this store her regular stop in the future, but she would tell all of her friends. And in a world driven by social media, the positive impact that sales clerk's actions will create a tremendous benefit to their employer's status in the community and no doubt deliver a positive impact on their bottom line, which is the name of the game, profits, profitability. Another little tip that you can do, and use your imagination on this, is the recognition of those within your organization who take the extra effort to enhance the customer's experience. It's important to do so. You might send a note, as I said earlier, or a letter. You might provide an award plaque or some form of financial expression or award or reward. Or you might create a hall of fame dedicated to all the aspects of courteous treatment. It'll give you a highly motivated team, providing a competitive edge over your competition. But, you know, when a customer goes out of their way and be courteous, you could recognize them as well. Imagine having a customer hall of fame. Could be an interesting idea. But to do all of this, you got to provide training. Because to guarantee your firm will have a continuous high level of satisfaction from customers, from employees, from vendors, they have to be trained. And it can be one of the best investments you can ever make. You know, life is not so short that there is always let me rephrase this because I'm stealing a quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson. Life is not so short, but that there is always time for courtesy. And it really is so important. And it costs next to nothing. But the impact on your business, from a financial point of view, on your business, from customers, from employees' actions, as I said, even vendors who are often overlooked, can be just absolutely amazing. All right, I want to go back to the advisory services that I've talked about that we offer. We provide advice on creative on marketing strategies, on how to be innovative. We create what we call creative tactics. Try again to do things that are a little different than the competition, what I like to call proprietary marketing platforms, because it becomes another way that can be very effective for you. We look at the coaching end of it. If you have executives that you feel need some coaching, or if you yourself feel you would like to have some coaching, your background may be operations, manufacturing, whole financial, but you may not have a background in marketing or not a deep enough background in marketing. So we're always there to help. And again, you can reach out to us at marketingsmartly@aol.com. And again, we have those LinkedIn groups, Smart Marketing for Small Business, Celebrities for Marketing, Creative Thinkers Forum, and Fearless Marketers. All of these are designed to be of help to you. We also have a blog, smartmarketingmoves.com, that we encourage you to participate in. There is so much that can be done. Now, I want to go back to what we talked about, creative thoughts, or what I refer to as smart thoughts. It is, there are things said by people, some in very short sentences and short statements, some in longer statements, but they can be very powerful. And I don't want to run a couple by you. We're always looking to motivate people. And as I just stated a few minutes ago, I'm quoting Gerard Exdale, who said, recognition is the greatest motivator. You know, although material rewards are appreciated, praise of one's contribution to the success of the business is the most desired reward of all. Publicizing that praise to the right audience makes it even more value to the recipient. So these are things, you know, motivation. A gentleman who was one of the tops in the automotive field, Lee Iacocca, said, motivation is everything. You can do the work of two people, but you can't be two people. Instead, you have to inspire the next guy down the line and get him to inspire his people. Motivation in business simply creates inspiration that generates perspiration from the efforts of those exposed to it, thus delivering positive results. All right, some other things that I want you to think about. There are some exciting ideas out there. We could cover a lot, but we only have a few minutes left. One of the things I want you to think about, these little questions, are you a smart marketer? Do you really make the effort to think smartly, or do you just run through your day doing the same thing every day, not observing what's going on around you, and thus missing out on opportunities that are there? And you yourself, are you a strategist, a visionary, or what? I mean, the name of the game is you need to define what your role is and stretch yourself to not only benefit your business, but benefit yourself. Now, one of the things you want to avoid is being someone who's inaction, lack of decision-making. Indecision is actually a decision, and I call those executive wimps. Then, are you an imitator or originator? As I've often said, based on an article I had written for the Philadelphia Business Journal, are you a mimic marketer? Do you tend to replicate, imitate, duplicate rather than originate? Your attitude. Discussion I had with someone today was related to the fact that I always like to ask a question when people are being negative. I said, tell me one benefit that you gain from being negative. I'll give you $5. Give me one benefit. There are none. Positive attitude makes all the difference. Your attitude determines the attitude that you're going to fly at. You need to be a positive thinker. You also have to be open to ideas, because one of the problems that a lot of companies have is a fresh idea can't reach them. When you read in the paper of well-known brands falling by the wayside, it's because a fresh idea couldn't get them. And one of the weaknesses a lot of businesses have is a bias against experience. And what I'm talking about is age discrimination. There are people out there with 30, 40, 50 years of experience who can be invaluable to your health, invaluable to the health of your business. And you need to look at, are you taking advantage of the experience that's there? All right, we're going to wrap up again. Our email is marketingsmartly@aol.com. You know our LinkedIn groups. Smartmarketinggroup.com is our corporate website. We look to hear from you. We look to learn from you. We look to enhance and better life for you. So let's be smart. Let's see what we can do. You know, 5 minutes of today are worth as much to me as 5 minutes in the next millennium. Let us be poised, wise, and on our own today, said Ralph Waldo Emerson. So, the very best to you. Have a wonderful holiday, a wonderful summer, And we will talk to you next week. Take care and spread the word. Smart Marketing for Small Business on Blog Talk Radio. God bless.